We know you have heard the phrase, "The truth will set you free." That is not simply a literary illusion. It is a strong spiritual teaching about your body, about your mind, and about your spirit. When you are in a vibration where what you know to be true, you accept and acknowledge as true, your whole system responds to it. Even if the truth is unpleasant, your body relaxes, your mind begins to order itself in the best possible way, and your spirit begins to expand. All of this is a direct result of truth. Now, we want to speak to you about truth in terms of two things, in terms of levels of truth and in terms of discernment. We believe you are all familiar about this discernment when someone comes by in an unfortunate hat and they say, "Don't you think my hat is beautiful?" You know what the hat looks like, but in compassion you will say "lovely," simply in order not to be damaging. But it is not as though you do not know the truth. We are making a particular distinction there because there is a kindness you can extend, and you know what is true, but you do not necessarily press that truth on a person who is vulnerable. We do this always with children, particularly with the ones who are little. If a child says to you, "I am the strongest person in my whole class," we say, "How lovely." We do not go to class to check for the more muscular child. If we saw that child, we would know what was true, but we would not hurt the little one. So there is this discerning thing about truth. But there is a dangerous level of withholding of truth. When something important is going on, we know you have all encountered at one time or another, perhaps a friend who has difficulty with drinking or with drugs, or perhaps does not see their own cruelty. And that is not the time to withhold the truth. That is the time, if you are asked, to calmly say what is true, not to make yourself responsible for changing any of it, but to be, if someone says, "Well, what I did was not cruel, was it?" And you saw it as cruel and you knew the truth was that it was cruel, then you say, "No, that was cruel." And that is a place where sometimes you take a risk in order to put the truth into a situation, to let that truth do its work, to let it inform or enlighten, or to make something safe, perhaps, that was not safe before. So there is a great deal of discernment about truth. We do not want to offer truth that is hurtful, but we do not want to deny truth where that truth might actually open up eyes, change the nature of a situation. And that is true inside, and that is true outside, because that is the nature of truth. Its capacity for moving through you as well as through you and out into the world is equal. When we are telling the truth to ourselves without judgment or shame, then when we tell the truth in the world, it will not be attached to judgment or shame. If, however, we see something in us and we are truthful about it, but it is connected to judgment or shame, then the truth we tell in the world will be connected to judgment or shame. So, for all the beautiful, beautiful power of truth and truth-telling, we want to keep these things in mind. We will mention one other thing now, and that is what we are going to call high truth. So in any situation, when you are reaching up for the highest truth in the situation, you are actually engaging your spirit, and your spirit then engages the universe. And that ability to tell truth at a high level, that is a spiritual discipline, and that kind of truth is able to bless the people around you and bless the energy that the earth is fighting so hard now to establish. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. And become aware of a wind blowing, and feel the wind all around the outside of your body. And let the wind blow the weak away, blow away anything you might be holding closer to your body than you want it to be. Let the wind blow it away. Become aware of a flame burning in your heart. See how beautifully and steadily it glows. And see that that flame illuminates you, your heart, your truth, who you really are. And see that this flame burns in the center of a beautiful lake in your heart, and that it is never damaged by the water, but simply illuminates the water. And feel that water moving in your heart. Feel it washing into the corners where the wound may still be. Moving into the past. Feel how fluidly it begins to wash away your pain. And watch the flame. The flame that restores your heart. and let this lake gather up all of your upset, all of your hurt, all of your pain. And see that when the water has gathered it up, it begins to change it. Transmuting whatever you have released to it. And see what is transmuted into the heart of the flame, and watch the flame become large and bright and open and show you the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. And feel the energy of the flame move down into the solar plexus and displace emotions you do not need, down into the second center and displace judgment and shame you do not need. Feel the flame come into the root and displace self-doubt, and feel in that root center the pattern of creation begins to take form, and the light strengthens it, holds it in place, and sends the message of support for it throughout your body. Feel the flame move up into your throat so that what you speak from a wise and loving place, first to yourself before you speak to anyone else. And feel the flame come up and into your third eye and restore to you your powers of intuition. The power to see within and without with clarity and depth. And feel the flame come up into your crown and open the crown so that you are able to receive all that is good, all that supports you and heals you and loves you. And feel the universe's golden light pour into your crown to fill you, restore you, rebalance you, fill you with healing and courage and wisdom and connection. And feel that energy spreading to the outside of your body to make a field. A field that will draw to you all that is yours. and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.